The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 9, text number 14, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 7th, 2009, in Riga, Latvia.
So, tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Chapter number 9, text number 14.
Tā šokru mēs lasām no Bhagavad Gītas tāds, kā tā ir, 9. nodaļas 14. pantu.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Yatantascha dridhavrata.
Yatantascha dridhavrata.
Namasyantascha mam vatya. Namasyantascha mam bhaktya. Nitya yukta upasate.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Yatantascha dridhavrata. Namasyantascha mam bhaktya. Nitya yukta upasate.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. Purport. The Mahatma cannot be manufactured by rubber stamping an ordinary man. His symptoms are described here. A Mahatma is always engaged in chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. He has no other business. He is always engaged in the glorification of the Lord. In other words, he is not an impersonalist. When the question of glorification is there, one has to glorify the Supreme Lord, praising his holy name, his eternal form, his transcendental qualities, and his uncommon pastimes. One has to glorify all these things. Therefore, a Mahatma is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is attached to the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, the Brahmajyoti, is not described as a Mahatma in the Bhagavad Gita. He is described in a different way in the next verse. The Mahatma is always engaged in different activities of devotional service, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting about Vishnu, not a demigod or human being. That is devotion. Shavanam kirtanam Vishnu and smaranam, remembering him. Such a Mahatma has firm determination to achieve the ultimate end, the association of the Supreme Lord in any one of the five transcendental rasas. To achieve that success, he engages all activities, mental, bodily, and vocal, everything in the service of the Lord, the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. That is called full Krishna consciousness. In devotional service, there are certain activities which are called determined, such as fasting on certain days, like the 11th day of the moon, Ekadashi, and on the appearance day of the Lord. All these rules and regulations are offered by the great acharyas for those who are actually interested in getting admission into the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the transcendental world. The Mahatmas, great souls, strictly observe all these rules and regulations, and therefore they are sure to achieve the desired result. As described in the second verse of this chapter, not only is this devotional service easy, but it can be performed in a happy mood. One does not need to undergo any severe penances and austerity. He can live this life in devotional service, guided by a bona fide spiritual master, and in any position, either as a householder or a sannyasi or a brahmachari, in any position, and anywhere in the world, he can perform this devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become actually Mahatma, a great soul.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raguna Tanvita Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamsha
So, Krishna is very nicely describing the Mahatma.
Un tā Krishna šeit brīnišķīgi apraksta Mahatmas.
Mahatma is that person who is actually qualified to go back to Godhead.
Mahatma patiesībā tā ir tā personība, kas ir kvalificēta, lai atgrieztos atpakaļ pie Dieva.
So, everyone can become Mahatma.
Un tā ik viens var kļūt par Mahatma.
In any position of life.
Jebkurā dzīves stāvoklī, situācijā.
Whether you are a brahmachari living in the temple.
Vai jūs esat brahmachari, kas dzīvo templī.
Whether you are a householder running a business or working a job.
Vai jūs esat ģimenes cilvēks, kuram ir biznes un kurš uztur ģimeni.
Whatever your position may be.
Vai kādā stāvoklī jūs nebūtu.
Whether you are a politician or a musician, an artist, anything you may be.
Politiķis, mūziķis, mākslinieks, jūs varat būt jebkas.
If you will follow these principles given in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, you will become Mahatma. So, what is the program of Bhagavad Gita? Chanting. That is the whole point. Satatam kirtayanto mam. Satatam means always, kirtayanto is chanting and mam about me.
Satatam nozīmē vienmēr, kirtayanto nozīmē dziedot un mam par mani.
So there are a class of philosophers, they say that the ultimate truth is impersonal.
Ir tādi filozofu klasi, kas saka, ka galējā patiesība ir bezpersoniska.
They say that you should just turn your mind off and make it blank.
Viņi saka, ka jums ir vienkārši jāatslēdz savs prāts un jāpadara tas tukšs.
That nothingness or oneness is the perfection of meditation.
Ka tas, ka tukšums, ka nekā nav, vai viss ir viens, ka tā ir meditācijas pilnība.
But that's not very logical.
Bet tas nav pārāk loģiski.
How can the source of everything be nothing or be formless or qualityless?
Kā tad tas tā varētu būt, ka visa avots ir nekas un ka tam nav nekāda īpašība, nekādas formas?
How could the source of everything not possess the qualities of what it is what it has manifested?
Kā gan tā varētu būt, ka visa avotam nav tās īpašības, kas ir tam, kas ir izpaudušās no šī avota?
If gold is extracted from a gold mine, the gold mine must possess gold.
Ja mēs no zelta raktuvēm iegūstam zeltu, tad zelta raktuvēs vajadzētu būt zeltam.
So from that original source, so many persons are coming out.
No šī sākotnējā avota tik daudz personības ir iznākušas ārā.
I'm a person, you're a person.
Es esmu personība, jūs esat personība.
So many persons have come out of that original source.
Tik daudz personības no šī sākotnējā avota ir radušās.
If persons are coming out of that source, just as a goldless mine cannot produce gold, a person, an impersonal source, cannot produce persons. Just as a goldless mine cannot produce gold.
Tieši tāpat kā raktuves, kurās nav zelta, no tām nevar iegūt zeltu, tieši tādā pašā veidā avots, kuram nepievīt personība, nevar radīt personības.
So it is just simple common sense that the source of all existence must possess personality.
Un tas ir vienkārši veselais saprāts, ka visa avotam ir jābūt šī personība.
And we can see by practical observation.
Un mēs ar praktiskiem novērojumiem to varam redzēt.
That anything which possesses personality is a person.
Ka ikvienam, mēs varam redzēt, ka ikvienam, kam ir personība, ir, tas ir personība.
Anything that acts personally, have you ever seen a rock that was personal?
Vai jūs esat redzējuši kādu akmeni, kas ir personība?
No, we have no experience that a rock was personal.
Mēs nekad neesam piedzīvojuši to, ka akmens būtu personība.
Except for Govardhan, that's an exception.
Govardhan.
But the ordinary rocks, no, they're not person.
Bet parasti akmeņi, ne, tie nav, vai klintis.
So, therefore, the original source of existence must possess personality.
Un tātad visa pirmavotam, viņam ir jāpiemīt personībai.
And if you can reconnect with your source, you see, then you get the full energy.
Un, kad jūs savienojaties ar savu avotu, tad jūs dabūnat pilnu enerģiju.
Just like here, we are taking advantage of these lights, you see.
Tā kā šobrīd mēs izmantojam šīs te gaismas šeit.
They're very nice lights.
Ļoti jaukas gaismas.
But if they are not connected with the powerhouse, they are useless.
Bet, ja tās nav savienotas ar spēkstacī, nekāda jēga no tām nav.
That connection must be made with the powerhouse.
Un ir šim savienojumam ar spēkstacī ir jābūt.
So the original powerhouse is the source of all existence.
Un sākotnējā spēkstacī ir visa sākotnējā savots.
And just as this light, if it is not connected with the powerhouse, becomes useless, if we are not connected with that original source of existence, we are also useless.
Un tieši tāpat kā šī lampa, kas nav, jo tā nav savienota ar spēkstacī, ir nekāda jēga no tās nav, tieši tāpat, ja mēs neesam savienoti ar visas eksistences pirmavotu, arī no mums nav nekādas jēgas.
So, the yoga system is a program of yoking or linking oneself with the supreme source of all existence.
Un jogas būtība, jogas programma ir savienot par vienu konkrētu personību ar visu personību pirmavotu.
There are different types of yoga systems.
Ir dažādas yoga sistēmas.
Described here in the pages of the Bhagavad Gita.
Un tās ir aprakstītas šeit Bhagavad Gita lapusēs.
But after describing all these different types of yoga, Krishna says of all these yogas, bhakti yoga is the topmost yoga.
Bet tad, kad Krishna ir aprakstījis visas šīs jogas, tad viņš saka, ka bhakti yoga ir visaugstākā no visām.
The fact is that any type of yoga system,
Tas ir fakts, ka jebkura veida joga
remains imperfect and incomplete until bhakti is added to it.
Paliek nepilnīga līdz tam brīdim, kamēr bhakti netiek tai pievienots.
Yogic perfection in any path of yoga requires the bhakti element.
Lai sasniegtu pilnību, ejot pa jebkuru jogas ceļu, ir nepieciešams bhakti elements.
So since bhakti is the one required ingredient in every yoga system,
tātad tas nozīmē, ka bhakti ir nepieciešams elements ikvienā jogas sistēmā.
Why waste time?
Kāpēc gan tērēt laiku?
Why not just go for bhakti from the very beginning?
Kāpēc gan nesākt ar bhakti jau no paša sākuma?
So, that is the recommendation of the Bhagavad Gita.
Un tā ir Bhagavad Gītas rekomendācija.
As described here.
Kā tas ir šeit aprakstīts?
Just chant.
Vienkārši skandējies svētos vārdus.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Chant with great determination.
Skandējies šos svēto vārdus ar lielu noteiktību.
Bow down before Krishna, just like we have the temple, you can come and bow down before Krishna. Krishna has fully appeared in the form of his name.
Krishna pilnībā izpaužas savu vārdu formā.
He is called, in name he is called Nama Avatar.
Un viņš ir vārdā sauks Nama Avatars.
Krishna is actually incarnating in the form of his name.
Krishna ir inkarnējies savā vārdā.
If you're chanting japa and you get a phone call comes in,
jūs skaitāt japu un zvana telefons,
you can have your secretary answer the call and say, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Such and Such is in an important meeting right now.
Tad jūs varat sekretārijai teikt, pasakīt kungam tādam un tādam, ka man pat labam ir ļoti svarīgi tikšanās.
If they want to know, well, who's he meeting with? Why it's so important? I mean, I'm the Prime Minister of Latvia. What more does he have that's so important?
Un sekretāri varētu brīnīties, tas, kas zvanītājs izdzirdot to, varētu brīnīties, kas tad varētu tā būt. Es esmu Latvijas premjerministrs, ar ko gan viņš tur varētu tikties?
Well, he's having a meeting with God right now.
Bet viņš tiekās šobrīd viņa tikšanās ar Dievu.
Supreme Prime Minister of all existence.
Visas eksistences augstākais premjerministrs.
Much more important than meeting with the Prime Minister of Latvia. So this is very, very significant thing to chant Hare Krishna mantra. So therefore we chant as much as possible. But the spiritual master, knowing how negligent we are, and how lazy we are in spiritual matters, has given those who take initiation a quota. That you have to chant around the bead 16 times every day. The actual injunction is to chant 24 hours a day.
Patiesībā nosacījums ir norādījums ir skandēt 24 stundas dienā.
But you know, we have so many things to do. We have to go to work, we have our businesses, we have to go to school, we have to go shopping, go to the doctors, you know, so many things.
Mums ir tik daudz lietas, kas mums jādara uz skolu, jāiet uz darbu, pie ārsta, iepirkties.
So, Prabhupada is very kind, he said, but if you can just chant the 16 rounds every day, then you can become a pure devotee.
But Prabhupada ļoti vēlīgi mums saka, ka pat jūs skatīsiet tikai 16 apus dienā, jūs kļūsiet par tīriem bhaktām.
Actually, when he first started the movement, he said 64 rounds every day.
Patiesībā, kad Prabhupada saka šo kustību, viņu standarts bija 64 apni.
The disciples said, but Swamiji, we can't chant 64 rounds.
Bet viņa skolnieka teica, bet Swamiji, mēs nevaram 64 apus atkārtot.
That'll take all day.
Tas prasa visu dienu.
He said, all right, 32 rounds.
Viņš teica, nu labi, 32 apus.
He said, Swamiji, that's still 32 rounds. We can't chant 32 rounds. That'll take so long to chant 32 rounds.
Un skolnieka teica, nē, arī 32 ir pat trakumu.
And Prabhupada gave, all right, 16, but no less.
Tad Prabhupada teica, labi, 16, bet ne mazāk.
And we even struggle with the 16 rounds now, you see.
Un mēs pat cīnāmies ar 16 apļiem.
But this much austerity we must do, those who are initiated.
Bet šī askēze ir jāveic visiem tiem, kas ir saņēmuši iniciāciju.
And those who are beginning, you chant what you can chant and develop a taste for the name.
Tie, kas ir iesācēji, tie skandē tik daudz, cik viņi var, un pamazām attīsta garšu pēc svētā vārda.
And as your taste for the name increases, you get an appetite for increasing your chanting.
Un jo vairāk tā garša attīstās, jo pamazām attīstās arī apetīte pēc svētā vārda.
Why is that?
Un kāpēc tā?
Because there's nothing sweeter than the name in all the universe.
Un tāpēc, ka nekas visā visumā nav saldāks par šo vārdu.
There's no experience which is more thrilling.
Un nav tādas pieredzes, kas būtu vairāk tirpas uzdzenošanas.
There is no adventure which is more exciting.
Un nav piedzīvojumu, kas būtu sajūsminošāks.
I mean, it's even more exciting than winning the sailboat race.
Tas ir pat vēl varanāk, vēl krūtāk nekā vinnēt, teiksim, vispasaules jaktu sacīkstēs.
It's the supreme nectar.
Tas ir visaugstākais nektārs.
We're not saying you can't do other things.
Mēs nesakam, ka jūs nevarat darīt citas lietas.
Everyone has to make some livelihood.
Katram ir kaut kas jādara, lai uzturētu sevi.
But all these other things, they come and they go.
Bet šīs citas lietas jums nāk un iet.
But the name is something, the name is the best investment.
Bet šis vārds ir labākā investīcija.
Of your time and your energy.
Jūsu laiku un enerģijas.
We can invest in the stock market.
Mēs varam biržā investēt.
And the stock market can crash.
Bet bieža sabrūk.
We can invest in real estate.
Mēs varam īpašumos investēt.
And the real estate market can crash also.
Bet īpašuma tirgus arī sabrūk.
We can put so much time and energy into this thing and that thing in the material world.
Mēs materiālajā pasaulē varam tik daudz laika un enerģijas ieguldīt šur un tur.
And be disappointed.
Un būt sarūktināti.
But I can guarantee you, whatever time, whatever energy, whatever devotion you put into chanting Hare Krishna, you will reap eternal benefit beyond your wildest dreams. You will benefit. There is more nectar in one pure utterance of Hare Krishna.
Ir vairāk nektāra vienā pareizā, tīrā Hare Krishna atkārtošanā.
Than has ever been tasted throughout the history of the whole universe.
Nekā var vispār izbaudīt visu vēstures.
If you take all the pleasure that's ever been experienced by everybody, by every single living entity in the history of the world,
ja jūs paņemsiet visas baudas, kas ir izbaudījuši kopā, visas dzīvās būtnes visuma pastāvēšanas laikā,
and you multiply it by 10 quadrillion,
un pareizināsiet to ar 10 kvadriljoniem,
it will not equal one insignificant infinitesimal fraction of the nectar contained in one pure utterance of Hare Krishna.
Tas nebūs pielīdzināms, pat tas būs nesalīdz, tā būs tāda niecīga, vispār nepamanāma daļiņa no tā nektāra, ko dod viena tīra Hare Krishna atkārtošana.
You may say, come on, I chanted Hare Krishna, it's not that nectarian.
Un jūs varat teikt, nu, nevajag tikai. Es atkārtoju Hare Krishna, nav nekād, nemaz tas nektārs nav tik liels.
You're just trying to bluff us here with some sales pitch.
Jūs mums vienkārši mēģināt to tā kā pārdot.
But I can tell you this.
Bet es jums lūko teikšu.
It's the quality of how you chant it that makes the difference.
Atšķirība ir tajā, kā kvalitātē, kā jūs skandējat.
In the beginning, because we're so much covered by the modes of nature.
Pašā sākumā dēļ tā, ka mēs esam tik lielā mērā pārklāti ar materiālās pasaules gunām.
There's just a slight glimmer of the name. There's only a slight glimmer, like in the sunrise in the morning, a very faint light.
Jā. Tad ir tāds no svētā vārda līdzīgi, kā kad saule lēc agri no rīta tikai maza glāzmiņa.
But if you keep chanting faithfully every day,
bet ja jūs turpināt skandēt pilni ticības,
gradually, just like a sunrise in a beautiful spring morning,
līdzīgi kā saule, kas uzlēc brīnišķīgā pavasara rītā,
it gradually increases little by little by little.
Pakāpenis, mazliet palielinās šī garša.
An increase happens.
Un šis, tas notiek.
On what basis do I tell you this?
Un pamatojoties uz ko es jums to saku?
Because I read it in a book?
Kāpēc es to izlasīju grāmatā?
Yes, it is confirmed in the books.
Jā, protams, tas ir grāmatās apstiprināts.
But I'm telling you from my own experience.
Bet es jums saku to no savas pieredzes.
I first started chanting in 1968.
Es pirmo reizi sāku skandēt 68. Gadā.
That was 41 years ago.
Tas bija 41 gadu atpakaļ.
And I started seriously chanting in 1971, 38 years ago.
Bet tā nopietni es sāku skandēt 71. Gadā, 38 gadus atpakaļ.
And I can tell you the difference what I taste now and what I tasted then is it's called a gulf of difference, humongous difference.
Un es jums varu teikt, tā ir milzīga, neaptverama atšķirība, kā es to, ko es jūtu tad un ko es jūtu tagad.
It just keeps getting better and better and better.
Un tas turpina kļūt arvien labāks un labāk un labāk un labāk.
Sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter.
Saldāk un saldāk un saldāk.
Like honey.
Kā medus.
So, if you want to taste a pleasure,
un jūs, ja jūs varat vēlties izbaudīt baudu,
that never gets old,
kas nekad nenoveco,
that never gets worn out,
kas nekad nenonāsājās,
that can increase becoming more and more exciting for millions and billions of kalpas,
kas arvien pieaug miljoniem un miljoniem kalpas,
then chant Hare Krishna.
Tad skandēt Hare Krishna.
Under the guidance of these books of Srila Prabhupada.
Sekojot Srila Prabhupāda grāmatu norādījumiem.
So this is our instruction for those who are beginning the path.
Un tas ir mūsu norādījums tiem, kas sāk šo ceļu.
Carefully read all of Prabhupāda's books cover to cover.
Uzmanīgi izlasiet visas Prabhupāda's grāmatas no vāka līdz vākam.
And pick up those beads early in the day and chant as many rounds as you can.
Un paņemiet krellītes agri no rīta un skaitiet, cik daudz vien jūs varat.
Before you begin your day's activities.
Pirms jūs sākat dienas darbus.
And you will have an experience.
Un jūs piedzīvosiet.
If you sincerely do this, you will have a transcendental experience.
Un ja jūs patiesi to darīsiet, jūs piedzīvosiet pārpasaulīgu pieredzi.
You will have what your own personal spiritual realizations.
Jums būs jūsu paša garīgās realizācijas.
Not that you just have to take somebody else's word for it.
Tas nav tā, ka jums vienkārši jāpaņem tikai kādu citu vārdu.
You will personally taste the transcendental reality beyond this material existence.
Jūs personiski piedzīvosiet šo pārpasaulīgo realitāti, kas ir ārpus materiālās pasaules.
And you will know that Krishna consciousness is real.
Un jūs zināsiet, ka Krishna apziņa ir reāla.
And it'll be the most exciting thing you've ever experienced in millions of lifetimes.
Un tā būs visbrīnišķīgākā lieta, ko jūs esat jau kad piedzīvojuši miljoniem dzīvi laikā.
It's waiting for you.
Un tā gaida jūs.
It's all there in the mantra.
Un tā visa ir mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, I can ask now if there's any questions.
Vai taisnība, ka Krišnas vārds ir spēcīgāks? Ir teiks dažkārt, ka Krišnas vārds ir spēcīgāks par pašu Krišnu. Is it the fact that it is said that Krishna's name is more powerful than Krishna himself?
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, tā ir taisnība.
So, if you have the name, you are the most fortunate person.
Un tad, ja jums ir vārds, jūs esat sveiksmīgākā personība.
So, now you should capitalize on your good fortune.
Un tad jums vienkārši jāliek lietā šī veiksme.
There's an English-American saying, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Tā kā teiciens, neskaties dāvātam zirgam zobos.
If you have the greatest opportunity,
jums ir lielākā iespēja,
take full advantage of it.
Izmantojiet to pilnībā.
Don't waste it.
Neizniekojiet to.
Next question. Yeah.
Cik daudz apus Prabhupāda skandēja? How many rounds was Prabhupāda chanting?
Prabhupada, I know that Shruti Kirti Prabhu, he told how Prabhupada said that he said, now I've finished my rounds. Prabhupada had chanted 16 rounds. Prabhupada gave that. Of course, Prabhupada doesn't have to chant any rounds. He's completely liberated soul.
Šuta Kirti Prabhu teica, ka Prabhupāda skandēja 16 akļus, ka Prabhupādam vispār nevajadzētu skandēt nevienu akli, jo viņš bija pilnībā atbrīvot dvēseli.
Everything he's doing is perfect chanting of Hare Krishna 24 hours a day.
Jo viss, ko viņš darīja, bija pilnīga Hare Krishnas atkārtošana 24 stundas diennaktī.
But Šuta Kirti Prabhu gives that story. He was with Prabhupāda. He said, now I finished my rounds, he says.
Bet Šuta Kirti Prabhu stāsta savā dienas grāmatā, ka Prabhupāda teica, jā, tagad es pabeidzu savus sapņus.
Prabhupāda was he encouraged this japa chanting. I know he when he arrived at the Boston airport, he had his bead bag in his hand with the fingers holding his bead bag up in the air.
Un Prabhupāda mūs iedrošinājis skandēt džapu, un es atceros, kad viņš ieradās Bostonas lidostā, tad viņam jau bija šajā te džapas maisiņā roka, un ar roku bija pacēlu uz augšu un pirkstu gaisā.
Sometimes devotees are afraid to be seen in public with a bead bag. They think it's a weird thing.
Dažkārt bhaktas jūtās tādi, baidās būt publiskās vietās, ka redzam,
but I'm proud to be in public with a bead bag. I'm going to show everyone this wonderful process of chanting japa. Just like on the airplane, you know, we have to chant our rounds on the flights. Everyone can see we're chanting on the bead bag. We're very happy if everyone can notice our bead bag and our finger and the whole thing. We're proud to show everyone this wonderful process of chanting japa. This is coming from our great acharyas. You go to Rupa Goswami's samadhi in Vrindavan, you'll see Rupa Goswami, he had japa mala, just like we do.
Un jūs varat aiziet uz Rupa Goswami samadhi, un jūs varat redzēt, ka
we can see that
the beads, his beads are there in the samadhi. You can see his beads, yeah.
Un jūs varat redzēt tajā samadhi, ka viņam ir krelītes.
We don't see that anyone use this modern day clicker thing, you see, clicker.
Šodien ir populāri dažiem izmantot clicker, lai skaitītu čapu.
Prabhupada explains, chant round the beads. Right here in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, chant round the beads. That means on the japa mala bead.
Prabhupada šeit Bhagavad Gita saka, ka aplis ir jāskait ir uz krelītēm.
Actually, the beads, they are tulsi beads, they are sacred, they are powerful, spiritually powerful.
Patiesībā tulsi krelītes, tās ir svētas, viņas ir garīga enerģija.
And especially after initiation, when the spiritual master chants on your beads, the potency of the entire disciplic succession is invested in those beads. So, one chants on the beads, that's where the power is. The greatest power is right there in the chanting along with the beads. It's very powerful and an important thing.
Tāpēc tas ir ļoti varants, ļoti spēcīgs process, ja cilvēks skait džapu uz krelītēm.
Any other questions?
Vēl jautājumi?
Yeah.
Kad Prabhupāda bija grihaska, tad ir zināms, ka viņš teica, ka tad viņš dalīja šos 16 apļus četrās dienas daļās, ipat pa četriem apļiem dažādās dienas daļās. But он делил. Этот виņš dalīja 64 uz ir zināms, ka viņš dalīja 4 daļās. Viņš dalīja 64 vai 16. It is known as a fact that when Srila Prabhupada was grihastha, he divided his japa into four parts. Did he divide 64 rounds or 16 rounds?
From what Shruti Kirti Prabhu explained, it was he was chanting 16 rounds.
Shruti Kirti skaidroja, viņš atkārtoja 16 rounds.
That's how he explained. Four before breakfast, four before lunch, four before dinner, and four before taking rest.
Četras pirms brokastīm, četras pirms pusdienām, četras kā tur iznāk pie vakariņām, četras pirms gulētiešanas.
Vai tāds jautājums? Kā būtu pareizi sev tuvam cilvēkam piedāvāt, mācīt, paskaidrot, kas ir džapa skaitīšana un kā pareizi vajadzētu šis kvēlītis iegādāties un pasniegt, jo man tas bija manā skatījumā ļoti ātri un es pieņēmu burtiski vienas minūtes laikā, ja man pasniegt mums brālis, gan skaitām kvēlītis, gan arī kvēlītis, kas man vēl joprojām ir kvēlītis. Mums notika pieņemšana vienas minūtes laikā, varbūt pat vienas sekundes laikā. Un ļoti vienkārši, man likās pat vienkārši, kā man tas tika paskaidrots. Bet es projām sevī šo jautājumu uzdot, kā es citam varu pastāstīt un kā pareizi pasniegt šo džapas skaitīšanas mākslu un nepieciešamību.
In my personal case, I accepted Japa Mala very easily because my brother gave me beads and gave me kantimals and Japa bag, this Japa bag. But I'd like to know how to introduce, for example, an intimate friend, close friend, how to explain to somebody the importance of chanting, or how to introduce somebody to...
That depends on their mentality.
Tas ir atkarīgs no to cilvēku mentalitātes.
Krishna consciousness is not like a standard business suit in a department store.
Krishna's apziņa, tā nav tā kā kaut kāds standard lielveikals.
It's like a tailor shop.
Vai, piemēram, kāds trēdi veikals.
You have to tailor your presentation just according to that particular person's mentality.
Tātad, tieši par Krišņas apziņa ir tā kā drēbi veikals, kur viss tiek šūts uz pasūtījumu. Un tāpēc jums ir jāprezentē, jāiepazīstam ar Krišņas apziņu precīzi atkarībā no tā, kāda ir tā cilvēka mentalitāte apziņa.
The best thing is let them read Prabhupāda's books.
Labākais ir ļaut viņiem lasīt Šīlas Prabhupādas grāmatas.
Who can explain better than Prabhupāda? He's the master preacher.
Kas gan var izskaidrot labāk kā Prabhupāda? Viņš ir sludināšanas meistars.
If you have a desire to get somebody to chant, but this book Chant and Be Happy available in the local language, Chant and Be Happy?
No. Jūs vēlaties, lai kāds sāktu skandēt, ir tāda grāmatiņa Chant and Be Happy, skandēt un esi laimīgs, es nezinu, latviski tā ir.
Best thing is bring them here for a feast and they can experience kirtan and prasadam. See, that's easier to experience than japa.
Vēl vienkāršāk ir atvest cilvēku šeit uz mielastu, lai viņi izbaudu šo te kirtanu, izbaudu mielastu, izbaudu. Tas ir vienkārši.
Let them get a taste for a big festival where they're singing and dancing and feasting.
Vienkārši izbaudīt lielu festivālu, kad visi dzied, dejo, baudu ēdienus.
That's an easier thing to connect with in the japa.
Un tas ir vieglāks ceļš kā pēc tam.
For most people. Unless somebody is already into meditation, they meditate every morning. Then you might attract them to japa.
Cita lieta, ja kāds, teiksim, jau nodarbojas ar meditāciju, no rītiem meditē, tad jūs varat iepazīstināt viņu ar japa.
But the average person, japa doesn't make any sense.
Bet tādam vidusmēra cilvēkam japa neko nenozīmē.
Sit there and repeat some names?
sēdēt un atkārtot kaut kādus vārdus.
Doesn't make sense to the normal person on the street, you know.
Cilvēkam uz ielas tas vispār neko neizsaka.
So, if you want to, you need to give them some higher philosophical understanding, some higher basis of why they should chant japa.
Tāpēc sākumā vajag iedot filozofisku izpratni par to, kādu pamatzināšanas, kāpēc viņiem vajadzētu skandēt.
It depends completely on the individual.
Tas pilnībā atkarīgs no konkrētā cilvēka.
You might be able to sell them just on the strength of japa. They'll say, you know, I'm really miserable, they tell you. And you say, well, I have a way that you can always be happy. Just have to chant these names every day. Like to try it?
Piemēram, jā, varētu būt tāda situācija, cilvēks saties, es pilnīgā izmisumā, un tad jūs varat teikt, grib būt laimīgs, vienmēr, lūk, skandē šos vārdus, grib pamēģināt.
It really depends on you, how convinced you are.
Tas ir ļoti atkarīgs no tā, cik jūs esat pārliecināts.
Our devotee preachers, they are very convinced, you see. Those who are really seasoned preachers, they're very convinced. They're very powerful salespeople, you see.
Pieredzējuši bhaktas, viņi ir ļoti spēcīgi sludinātāji, un viņi ir ļoti labi var.
And our devotees used to sell the books in the airports in America.
Viens no bhaktām pārdevu grāmatas lidostā.
Sometimes sales managers from big corporations would come through and watch our devotees. They would be in awe to watch how they were selling the books.
Un dažkārt pārdošanas nodeļu vadītāji no lielām kompānijām esot lidostā nāc un skatās.
They would offer them big money to come and work for their business. Actually, it was one time said that these Hare Krishna people, they're such expert salesmen, they could sell ice to an Eskimo.
But
so it really depends on your own conviction, you know. If you're convinced that this person's only hope of not being an animal in his next life is to chant Hare Krishna, then you'll find a way to convince him to chant. Krishna within your heart will give you the words to say. Just like our devotees who go out and preach on the streets with the books, they can do 10 books an hour, selling 10 books every hour. To complete strangers on the street. Because they know that these people don't get this knowledge, they're going to be animals in their next breath. So they pray to Krishna to give them the power and the potency to convince as many people as possible. And they just go person to person to person. And they can do 10 books an hour, even 20 books an hour they can do.
Tāpēc viņi lūdz Krishna, lai Krishna dod viņiem spēku pārliecināt šos cilvēkus. Un viņi spēja iet no cilvēku uz cilvēku un izplatīt šīs grāmatas 10 pa 20 stundā.
So if you have that kind of burning conviction in your heart, you can convince anyone to chant japa. So what's the best way to get that conviction? You perfect your own chanting. The deeper that you experience it, the more your conviction will be to give everyone else it also.
Un jo vairāk jūs personiski to piedzīvosiet, jo lielāks spēks jums būs pārliecināt citus par to.
The living entity actually in his pure state is full of unlimited compassion for all living beings.
Un dzīvā būtne šajā tīrajā prāts stāvoklī ir pilna ar līdzjūtību pret pārējām dzīvajām būtnēm.
But right now we're kind of selfish because we're covered by the modes of material nature.
Bet mēs šobrīd esam pietiekami diezgan egoistiski, jo mēs esam pārklāti ar materiālas pasaules.
We're not so compassionate as we would be in our pure state, you see.
Mēs neesam tik līdzjūtīgi, kādi mēs būtu, ja mēs būtu savā tīrajā stāvoklī.
But by regularly chanting Hare Krishna Japa, that selfishness will go away and the pure compassionate self will emerge.
Bet pakāpeniski, skandējot Hare Krishna, šis egoisms sautīgums aizies un tīra līdzcietība izpaldīsies.
And even in the meantime, you still can preach, just try your best, and that itself is another form of glorifying Krishna, just like the japa is.
Bet neraugoties uz to arī šobrīd, jūs varat censties sludināt, Un jūsu, ik viens jūsu centiens, jūsu centieni paši par sevi jau ir Dieva slavēšana.
My personal experience is the easiest way to advance in Krishna consciousness is to give Krishna to as many people as possible.
Mana personiskā pieredze liecina, ka labākais ceļš, kā progresēt Krišnas apziņā, ir dot šo apziņu pēc iespējas lielākam cilvēku skaitam.
Why do you think I travel and preach constantly all over the world?
Kāpēc jūs domājat, es nepārtraukti braucu pa pasauli un sludinu?
I've learned one lesson.
Es esmu iemācījies lūku.
The more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna.
Jo vairāk tu dod Krishna, jo vairāk tu saņem.
And I can tell you another thing.
Es jums pateikšu vēl vienu lietu.
I'm greedy to get as much Krishna as I possibly can.
Es augstu saņem tik daudz Krishna, cik es vienkārši varētu, cik vien es varētu.
I'm a Krishna addict.
Es esmu atkarīgs no Krishnas.
And I'm trying to turn everybody else into a Krishna addict also.
Un es mēģinu, pārvērst tik vienu, lai viens kļūtu atkarīgs no Krišnas.
This is my scheme.
Tas ir.
I want to see that the whole world becomes addicted to Krishna.
Tas ir mans redzējums. Visa pasaule atkarīga no Krišnas.
Before I die.
Pirms es mirstu.
Now it's up to Krishna whether he will fulfill my desire or not.
Un no Krišnas ir atkarīgs, viņš piepildīs manu vēlmi vai nē.
But even if I fail, it will be a glorious life.
Bet pat, ja man tas neizdosies, tā būs brīnišķīga dzīve.
Any other questions?
Вопрос, как избавиться от мысли, что я причина результата.
Jautājums ir, kā tikt vaļā no domām, ka es esmu pat saprotot, ka rezultāti nāk pateicoties Krišnam, skolotājiem, citiem vārtām, bet tomēr, kad šīs domas nāk, ka es esmu, tas ir mans nopelns, tie rezultāti. Kā tomēr tikt vaļā no šīm domām?
Although one can understand that results come because of the mercy of Krishna, Guru and Vaishnavas.
What comes?
Results.
Results. Results. Yeah, okay.
Sometimes one may feel that actually I was the cause of that result. How to get rid of these thoughts?
Well, you're on the right track already because you know you want to get rid of them.
Jūs esat uz pareizā ceļa, jo jūs jau šobrīd, jo jūs saprotat, ka jūs gribat atbrīvoties no šī.
And you know that you have this problem of thinking that yes, I am the cause of these results.
Un jūs saprotat, ka jums ir problēma, bet tā, ka jūs domājat, es esmu rezultātu.
Actually, the solution is very simple. Just beg Krishna to help you get over it. That's all. My dear Krishna, I keep thinking that these results are because of me, and I know this is not true, but I'm still so foolish, I keep thinking this way, so kindly help me become free from thinking like this.
Patiesībā, risinājums ir ļoti vienkārši, jums ir jālūdz Krišnas palīdzību, lai Krišna palīdz jums tikt vaļā no šīm domām, un jālūdz, sakot, jā, Krišna, lai gan es saprotu, ka es neesmu cēlons tiem rezultātiem, bet dažkārt šīs domas man iešaujās galvā, un lūdz palīdz man tikt vaļā no tām.
Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 5, text number
29.
Suhridam sarvabhutanam. I am the best friend of all living beings.
Es esmu visu dzīvo būtņu labākais draugs.
So if you're having a difficulty, you think your best friend will be willing to help you?
Vai tad jums ir grūtība domāt, ja tu esi labākais draugs, tad es vēlos tev palīdzēt.
Of course he will. He's been waiting for millions of lifetimes of when you'll be take up his service again seriously. So if you beg him for the mercy, he will shower mercy upon you like anything.
Un Krišna ir gaidījis miljoniem dzīvi, kad jūs vērsīsieties pie viņa, un tikko jūs to darīsiet, tā viņš par jums viņa žēlstība līdz bezgalīgi.
All you have to do is ask.
Vienīgais, kas jums jādara, ir jāpajautā.
Questions, man? Yeah.
Lekcija sākuma izskatīja doma, ka maha.
Maha?
Ka viņš nestrādā. A tālāk ir teikts, ka par viņu var kļūt grehasta, bet tad sanāk tā, grehasta, tas ir ģimenes cilvēks, viņš palko sievai bērniem, tad viņš strādā darbā, lai varētu sevi uzturēt. Tad iznāk, ka viņš maha, un ir tikai trešā daļa.
Es pārējais sapratu, ka jo tad ģimenes cilvēks, jūs prādi pretruni.
Jā.
Ir pretruni, ka ģimenes cilvēks, kuriem ir jāuztur ģimeni, viņiem ir tad jārūpējās par ģimeni, tad viņiem ir jāstrādā, par ģimeni jāstrādā, un tad viena trešā daļa paliek viņiem, ko kalpot Krišanam. Jā, tad, it appears to be a contradiction regarding the householders to be Mahatmas, because a householder should maintain his family, and therefore such a person should work, and it only partially he can serve for Krishna. So how can a householder be 24 hours a day engaged in Krishna service?
It's like Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
He was householder. He was working for the British government.
Viņš strādāja Britu valdībai.
You think the British government is spiritual?
Es domāju, ka Britu valdība ir garīgs iestādījums.
Actually, he was very expert in his work.
Patiesībā viņš bija ļoti prasmīgs savā darbā.
He was their most prized employee, actually.
Viņš
in that bija, district.
Yeah. Viņš bija vislabāk apmaksātais vai silvinātais darbinieks tajā.
He could accomplish what nobody else could do. The Britishers really depended on him very much.
Viņš varēja paliek to, ko citi nevarēja, un Briti bija atkarīgi no viņa lielā mērā.
And he could outperform everybody else, all the other co-workers. He outperformed them in less time than they spent. He did twice as good of a job.
Un viņš veica divreiz vairāk darbu, kā vienā tajā pašā laika periodā, kā kurš no viņa kolēģiem.
It's not that if somebody becomes Krishna conscious, they become materially incompetent.
Tas nav tā, ka cilvēks, kurš ir Krišnas apziņā, kļūst materiālā ziņā nekompetents.
One of the 26 qualities of a devotee is he is expert.
Viena no 26 bhakti īpašībām ir, ka viņš ir eksperts.
That means if he's managing a business, he'll become the most expert businessman.
Tas nozīmē, ka ja viņš vada biznesu, tad viņš kļūst par visprasmīgāko menedžeru.
He's a military man like Arjuna, he'll become the most expert military man.
Un ja viņš ir armijas cilvēks kā Arjuna, tad viņš kļūst par visprasmīgāko cilvēku armijā.
If he's a songwriter, he'll become the best songwriter.
Ja viņš ir dziesmnieks, tad viņš ir labākais dziesmu rakstnieks.
If he's a novelist, he'll be the best novelist.
Un, ja viņš ir rakstnieks, tad ir labākais rakstnieks.
A Krishna conscious person, whatever he's doing, because he is offering it to Krishna, he excels in that thing.
Un Krishna cilvēks, kas ir Krishnas apziņā, tāpēc, ka viņš jebko, ko viņš dara, piedāvā Krishnam, viņš sasniedz ļoti augstu līmeni tajā attīstībā.
Just like my disciple here, Gurudas, he owns radio stations. His radio stations are the top in the whole country.
Kā mans skolnieks Gurudas, viņš vada radio stācijas, kas ir vadošās valstī.
So if one takes this process very seriously, whatever you're doing, because you're offering it to Krishna, you will excel in that thing.
Un, ja jūs nopietni to darāt, un tāpēc, ka jūs šo procesu nopietni pieņemat un piedāvājat savu darbu Krishna, tad jūs progresējat tajā, sasniedzat panākumus.
You simply have to be serious to be completely Krishna conscious, and then everything wonderful will happen. You become Mahatma in any ashram.
Un jums būs jābūt vienkārši ļoti nopietnam attiecībā uz to, ko
ko jūs darat attiecībā uz Krišnas apziņām, jūs ir kurā ašramā būsiet panākumus? Esat ir kurā ašramā?
Does that answer your question?
Vai tas atbildes jūs jautājumu? Okay.
So, any other question? Okay, there's here. Yeah.
Saprot, ka ienāk kā Krišnas apziņai neatbilstoši domu galvā. Ja, piemēram, aiziet vakarā uz kādu kino, tad ir jālūk uz Krišnas palīdzību, lai tiktu vaļā no šīs vēlmes?
Jā, teiksim, ienāk doma aiziet vakarā uz kino. Un, kad es lūdzu Krišnu, lūdzu attīvu sirdi vai attīvu sirdi no šīs vēlēšanās, vai nevajadzētu Krišnam pārjautāt, ja tas sakrīt ar tavu vēlēšanu?
He can take it in English because it's would you like me to
say? Okay. Because I'm hard of hearing. Even if they speak in English, I can't always make it out in the distance.
Well, you just mentioned first part is, did I understand correctly that whenever a thought, a mundane thought, which is not related to Krishna consciousness, for example, well, I'd like to go to the movies. Appears, one should pray, Krishna, dear Krishna, please help me to get rid of this thought.
Not necessarily. If you think of something more attractive than the movies, then you won't even have to pray to get rid of the thought.
If you think...
Think of something more attractive than the movies.
Nē, ja jūs varat domāt par kaut ko, kas ir vēl vairāk pievilcīgs nekā films, tad jums nav nepieciešams slūpties.
In other words, why go and watch the movies?
Citiem vārdiem, kāpēc jums skatīties films?
When you can live in an exciting movie at every minute.
Jūs varat aizraujošā filmā dzīvot tik minūti.
Turn your whole life into a movie.
Pārvērties savu dzīvi par kino.
That's what I do, you see.
Tas ir tas, ko es daru.
My whole life is like an exciting movie going on. Like the top hit Hollywood production, you know, it's happening all around me. I fly on the airplanes and they have all the movies, you know, you can watch. I could care less about those stupid flicks, you know. Because I'm living a more exciting adventure than anything that Hollywood can conjure up in their imagination.
Tāpēc, ka es dzīvoju daudz lielākā piedzīvojumā, aizraujušākā piedzīvojumā, nekā vislabākie Hollywoodas prāti var izdomāt.
I'm working at every minute to deliver this entire planet from illusion.
Katru minūti es strādāju, lai palīdzētu atbrīvot visu planētu no ilūzijas.
It's much more exciting.
Tas ir daudz aizraujošāk.
In some cop and robber movie, you know.
kā kaut kāds policists ķers agri.
Or some sex movie, you know.
Or kāds sex films. Yeah, but then there was the second part. So, when should we add at the beginning of each such type of prayer, Krishna, please help me to get rid of this and that, if this is your desire? If
there's no hard and fast formulas here.
Sorry, I didn't get.
There's no hard and fast rules that everybody has to do it like this. No.
No, stingri likumi, kā cilvēkam vajadzētu darīt, tā vai savādāk.
The rule is you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Now each individual can, if they can, each individual can find his own, whatever works best for him.
Un katrs cilvēks, tad pamat likums ir jāskandē, bet katrs cilvēks var atrast to, kā tas labāk vislabāk strādā viņam.
It's not a stereotype process. Whatever will best inspire and encourage and engage you in chanting, that's how you should approach it.
Un tātad nav tāds standartizēts process. Tas, kas jūs visvairāk iedrošina un iesaista skandēšanā, tam jums jāpievēršas.
Now you can ask other devotees, well, what do you do when you get into Maya? How do you get out of Maya? You can try what other devotees do and see if it works for you.
Jautāt citiem baktām, ko darāt jūs, tad, kad jūs iegrimsat Maya? Kas jums palīdz tik tā no tās?
The best thing is just to stay absorbed in service 24 hours a day. And then
labākā lieta, palikt vienkārši kalpošanā 24 stundas dienaktī.
That's what I do.
Tas ir tas, ko es daru.
I had to spend, every day I'm up there writing, spending hours and hours answering emails, preaching all day on the internet.
Piemēram, es stundām dienas laikā atbildu uz e-pastu. Tas ir veids, kā lai es sludinu caur internetu.
I gave a lecture this morning, then I took breakfast, and the whole day, I took a lunch break for a few minutes, but the whole day, morning and afternoon, the whole day, up until class time, just in time to take a shower, I was just answering emails, preaching the whole day.
Starp rītu un vakaru lekciju nedaudz bija laiks par šādam un ieiet dušā, bet visu pārējo laiku es pavadīju internetā sludinot.
That's called the Haridas Thakur technique.
Tā saucās Haridas Thakur technique.
You're so absorbed in service, when Maya comes, you just say, well, you just wait for a few minutes and I'll get my service done, then I'll think about giving you what you want. But I've got a whole lifetime of service, you see. If Maya wants me to take her out for a date, she's going to have to wait for a long time. I'm totally booked for the rest of my life.
Es esmu pilnībā jau angažēts visu manu dzīvi.
Preach, 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 all over the world. I'm totally booked up.
Sludinu, 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 visu laiku.
Maya's never going to get an appointment with me.
Un Maya nekad nevar sarunāt tikšanos ar mani.
She can try, but she'll be in 10 million years from now or whatever.
I put 10 miljonus gadu no šī brīža.
Any other question?
Being together with friends and or maybe painting some nice picture or making some poem or singing a song. So we are satisfying with that our feelings. Is it good that we do it for Krishna?
Ir tik daudz jauku lietu, tomēr mēs esam dzīves būtnes un ir tik daudz jauku lietu, kurām nodoties. Tā var būt gleznošana, tā var būt rakstīšana, tā var būt muzicēšana. Un to darot, mēs apmierinām savas jūtas. Mēs apmierinām savas jūtas. Un vai ir labi to visu veltīt Krišnam? Being human beings, we are and having feelings, we are engaged in
I can't hear you. I'm hard of hearing. Yeah, I can't. It gets lost in the distance.
We are engaged in so many nice activities. We can sing, we can dance, we can do this and that. And by doing that, we satisfy our feelings. Is it good to offer everything to Krishna?
It's not that you can say, well, I'm just going to enjoy my senses and I'll offer all of my sense gratification to Krishna. That you cannot do. I really like smoking cigarettes and it really tastes good, so I'll just offer to Krishna.
Tas nav tā, ka viss, kas apvienina manas jūtas, ka visu mēs piedāvājam, vai jūtas, vai jūtas, mēs piedāvājam Krishna man. My difficulty to translate is that she's talking about feelings.
I'm talking about feelings.
Not senses. So, and how to distinguish between feelings and
for
senses.
Example?
So, for example, I want to just to sing a song for Krishna. Is it good?
Well, what song do you want to sing for him? Oh, yes, yes. That's all right. That's all right then. I mean, if you wanted to sing, you know, Mick Jagger song or something, you know, that'd be different. If you want to sing a devotional song, it's very nice.
Yes.
I mean, sattvic things.
She's talking about sattvic things.
That's then.
Not by smoking cigarettes or
drinking. Okay. Yeah, I just had to clarify what you asked. Now, any devotional thing, if you like to offer that to Krishna, it's very nice. If you like to write, if you like to sing, then sing for Krishna 24 hours a day. If you like to dance, dance for Krishna 24 hours a day. If you like to cook, if you like to cook prasadam, cook for Krishna 24 hours a day. Prabhupada, even Vishnu Dhammaraj asked Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, what if some devotee just wants to eat 24 hours a day? Prabhupada said, as long as he chants Hare Krishna between each bite, it's okay. So find some service that inspires you and give your whole life to it.
Un atrodiet kādu kalpošanu, kas jūs iedvesmo un veltiet tai visu dzīvi.
Just like my heart feels the greatest joy to try to spread Krishna consciousness.
Piemēram, mana sirds izlīd izjūt lielāko līksmi, kad es varu sludināt Krishna
apziņu. I found a way to do that, to be fully absorbed 24 hours a day in spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. I found a way to do that, and I'm doing that. I had that feeling in my heart that I couldn't stand to see people suffering in the material nature. I even told Prabhupada one time that I felt this, I felt very sad to see this.
Un es reiz teicu Prabhupādam, ka es jūtos ļoti smagi to visu redzot.
And he greatly encouraged me.
Un viņš mani iedrošināja.
He was very happy that I was feeling this compassion for the fallen souls. He greatly encouraged me in that feeling.
Un viņš iedrošināja mani, un viņš bija ļoti laimīgs redzot, kā ka es jūtu šo līdzietību pret visām dzīvajām bezvēlēm.
So whatever feeling you have, how to serve Krishna in a certain way, you should dedicate your life to them.
Un jebkuru jūtu, kas jums ir, kādā veidā jūs varētu kalpot Krishna, jums vajadzētu pilnībā veltīt visu mūžu garumā.
Whatever propensity you have to serve Krishna, you should find a way to be fully absorbed in that propensity to serve Krishna. Ability or tendency.
Jebkurš veids, kādā jūs jūtat, kādā jūs vēlaties kalpot Krishnam, to vajadzētu realizēt, izmanot.
Just like a businessman, you see.
Kā biznesa cilvēki.
He can, Prabhupada said, the businessman, he can aspire, who's trying to make money for Krishna, he can aspire to be the wealthiest businessman in the whole world.
Un biznesmenis, kas vēlas tērēt naudu, Krishna, viņš var kļūt par visbagātāko biznesmenu pasaulē.
He can think of making billions and trillions of dollars of profit.
Viņš var pelnīt miljonus un triljonus.
If he has a feeling and inspiration in that way, he can use that for Krishna.
Ja mums ir iedvesma to visu lietot, veltīt Krishnam.
Whatever feeling or inspiration you have, find a way to offer that to Krishna.
Un jebkas, kas jūs iedvesmu, atrodiet kādā veidā to lietot, izmantot Krishna.
Any other question? Well, our time has run out now. Maybe one, we can have one more question.
Vēl viens jautājums.
I wanted to ask, how can you distinguish between good or bad chanting qualities, maybe?
Good or bad qualities?
No, we're chanting. How do you distinguish between good and bad chanting?
Kā jūs
atdalāt labu un sliktu skandēšanu?
Actually, it's very simple. We have a list of 10 items to look for that are symptoms of bad chanting.
Patiesībā ir vienkārši saraksts ar 10 pazīmēm, kas norāda uz labu vai sliktu.
In fact, every morning when we begin our chanting session here, we recite these 10 things you try to avoid while chanting.
Katru rītu, kad mēs skandamies skandēšanas sesiju šeit, no rīta mēs pirms tam atkārtojam šīs 10 lietas, kuras skandēšanas laikā būtu, no kurām būtu jāizvairās.
If you send me an email, I can email you the whole list.
Atsūtiet man e-pastu, un es jums aizsūtīšu visu listu.
It's called the 10 offenses against the chanting of the holy name.
Tie ir 10 apvainojumi pret svēto vārdu.
So if one can chant and carefully avoid the offenses.
Cilvēks, kad skandē, viņam jāizvairās no šiem apvainojumiem.
And one's chanting will become first class.
Un tad cilvēka skandēšana kļūs visaugstākā līmenī.
He'll become very expert in chanting.
Un viņš kļūs ļoti prasmīgs skandēšanā.
So, is there anything else? I said that was the last one. So, we'll keep my word then. Thank you all very much. On this visit, there will be one more lecture tomorrow morning, Bhagavatam class, beginning at 7:50 a.m. will be my last lecture on this visit. And I'll be going on, Maharaji and myself will be going on to Lithuania and down to Russia.
So
I think about a week and a half we'll be gone. Then we'll come back here for a few more days before heading out to the United States of America. We've already booked our tickets to come back in the fall, so we're coming back again. So we thank you all very much for your enthusiastic attendance at these lectures.
Paldies par to, cik entuziastiski jūs esat apmeklējuši šīs lekcijas.
And your enthusiastic chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Keep this enthusiasm always. And I guarantee you this will be your last lifetime in this material world. Raja Vijayashimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His grace Sriman Sankarsan Dasadikari ki
jai.